The Lord, when He will come, He will take those who have been waiting for Him, and after He will take His church, He will cut His church in the air. The period of tribulation will be started on earth. We have finished Book of Revelation chapter 7, and you will read today Book of Revelation chapter 8. This all was written in the Bible will take place. The Lord will fulfill it, and the Lord will lead us to do the things that is needed to be done. Book of Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 to 13. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and fill it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and earthquakes. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with the blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the tree was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the same of the star is called wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and hid an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to come." God, anoint my lips, O God. Let your word be preached and be clear to your church and your people, those who are here. And thus another faces are waiting for your word. Let the word that you've given to us will be clear voices from you to your church, O God, and to your people. O God, arrange the message and make it flow in the way that you want it to be. Anoint my lips and put verse and statement and words. And let it be done. Let it be a fruit, O God, a harvest of righteousness in the life of your church. And your people, save people from death and bring them to you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here, when he opened the seventh seal, it is a horror coming on. And that's the judgment of God. And there was a silence. half an hour. You know, before God will bring the judgment, there was a silence, as if God is giving another chance for people to repent and come back to Him. And when the seventh seal was opened, he saw seven angels. They stood before God. Those are the angels that are going to perform what God is going to tell them, or what God had already told them. With them, we are given seven trumpets. Trumpet is, when they will sound the trumpet, is that they will announce. And God, before He bring His judgment, He announced. He announced loudly, a clear voice, warning to the people that His judgment will come and they need to repent. So He will announce with a clear voice, a clear message, and that's where the angels were having trumpets within to announce. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Here, we know the golden altar in the Old Testament. It is in the most holy place. It is in the presence of God, and where the high priest will offer incense on it. Here the angel, he have with him an censer, and was giving him much incense. The incense here are the prayer of the saints, and that's where here are our prayers. When we pray, our prayers will not go in vain. It will be gathered as incense, collected in heaven, and God will listen to it, and God also will enjoy it. When we preach and tell the people the word of God, when they reject the message, we pray for them. God will use our prayers to convict them, and if they will not repent, still our prayer will be valid, and God will use it to bring judgment on them. That's why we should not have any bitterness, ill feeling toward those who will treat us, those who will not listen, and those who persecute us. Because all our prayers will be stored, and the time will come. When Jesus will come, He will bring His judgment to those who are indifferent to the message, and those who are not responding to the message of God in their life. And verse 4, and the smoke of incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. You see here, the prayers of the saints finally has reached God. And with that prayer, when it reached God, God's judgment flow on the people who disobey the message and who disobey God. And that's where here today, the message encourages us to continue to pray, trusting God that one day God will answer our prayers. And the angel took the censer and filled it, that's verse 5, and filled with fire of the altar. See here, after we pray, the incense went up to God. God made God hear our prayer, and then here the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, from the golden altar, and cast it into the air, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. So that's where the judgment of God. That's where the message here today. God promoting us to draw near to Him, to fear Him, to repent of our sins, because things will take place when the Lord will come. And what happened with all these things, earthquakes, thunderings, and lightnings, and verse 6, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. These those those angels. In chapter 8, we find out how they will bring the judgment of God. And the rest of the angel number 5 and 6 and 7, they will bring the judgment of Satan. That is in chapter 9. And that is what we need to emphasize now. God is in full control. During the period of tribulation, He will send His wrath and judgment on those who live behind to convince them to repent. And also the devil will multiply his work to destroy, because his end is near. Let us see what is the those angels of the trumpet, what they will bring on earth. Verse 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with the blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. That's the truth. At the time of Moses, when God sent him to let his people take an out of Egypt, when Pharaoh resisted and disobeyed and rebelled, God sent hail and fire, and He burned their fields. They lost their fields of barley and grain, and the products of the earth were lost by the hail of God. You know, many times we don't value what God has given us. When you move and you see the fields are green, trees are green, you don't value it. But the time of tribulation, what you say here, you say the third part of the tree was burned. You know, we don't appreciate things unless we lose it. How many of you appreciate there are trees, there are plants, there are green, there are grass? It's all the gifts of God. And during the period of tribulation, this privilege will be taken in a drastic way to force people to repent. Because still in the period of tribulation, there is a chance for salvation to those who repent. Second angel, verse 8. And the second angel sounded, and that is where a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea becomes a blood. The sea becomes a blood. And what will happen? What is the consequence of that? And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ship were destroyed. You know, when you go to the sea, you see the color of the sea is blue. Water, yeah? Now the judgment of God, it will become red and become blood. And you see here the third of the creature of the sea will be dying. So here what we understand is that there will be less of resources for food to force the people to repent, and also the ships. Third of them will be destroyed, the ships will be controlling the product, transport, and that will make life more difficult, and all these facilities will be affected. Do we appreciate the goodness of God today? A lot of things are around us now, and we are not appreciating, we are grumbling, we are stitching that, they are no blessing, but God's blessing is vast and vast and vast. Time for us to repent. Appreciate what God is giving around us. The thing that's available, appreciate it, give thanks to God. Because time will come when it will be taken away, then it will be too late to appreciate. And verse 9, and the third part of the, verse 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountain of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. It means bitterness. This is Wormwood. It's a very bitter plant. You cannot manage to put it in your mouth. And the third part of the waters became wood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. How many of you appreciate that when you drink the water is sweet? Sometimes we are not appreciating these things. Water, you don't need to know water. Where is the Pepsi Cola and where is the soft drink and where is the hard drink? Yeah? But we don't appreciate the sweetness of the water that we are drinking. The goodness of the Lord. As well as I am preparing the message, God reminded me that there are things we are not appreciating. We need to appreciate and thank God. And we appreciate the goodness of God. The Bible says the goodness of God leads us to repentance, changing our lives and our needs. And we will go now to the fourth angel. That's where the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Here, there was darkness in the day, third part of it, and darkness in the night, because the sun and the moon are, third part of them are smitten. Have you wake up, how do you feel if you wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock, and it is dark, and there is no light? How about if you walk in the night and there is darkness, you cannot see? There is no light. Do we appreciate the goodness of God? Next week, God willing, we will continue chapter 9, where we will see the work of Satan. The rest of the angels will bring their works of Satan to display in order for God to bring the last chance for people to repent and come back to Him. But the message for us today, the trumpet, the announcement, the declaration of God. God wants us to give Him our life. Let's all stand. God came to save us. Jesus came to give us eternal life. He came to bring salvation into our midst. And the Holy Spirit is changing us tonight to surrender our life and our will to Him. Yes, O God. Thank you for your word. Lord, we appreciate your goodness, your faithfulness, the great things, O God, that you have done and you have given to us. Repent of your sin, those who are here and those who are in other places who listen to the message. Come back to God, surrender your life and will unto Him. Whatever things hindering you, whatever things that you are holding wrong, come to the Lord. Kneel down at His feet. Confess your sin. Repent. Turn away from them. And commit your life today for Him, to serve Him. God is merciful. All the good things that are around us, we don't deserve. But out of His mercy and love, He loves to give it to us. Come to Him. Surrender your life in full, without reservation. Do His will. Turn away from your sin and come back to God. O God, convict your people. Change their lives and their ways, O God. Help them to understand that you are coming soon. In the name of Jesus, I pray for souls to be saved. Souls to give their lives to you and start to save you. We bless you. We are here down at your feet, O Lord.
Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most I see. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most I see. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face.
You bless me. We trust you, Lord, that you do great things for us and you will answer prayers. We thank you for tonight you comfort us. You bless all that. Oh God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and give us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us in Christ's name. Amen and amen.
The Lord is here on high, He is the Lord. belong, and we're getting in the line.